quest.
Major, major.
Yo, every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay on
HoodHype.com.
New episode, click the icon. Cast your vote, whichever rapper's a python. I can't front, these brothers keeping the lights on. Ever since my interview, my sales is hype strong. Always on the Hood blog until the night's gone. Casting votes, some rappers getting their mics on. International, that's how you get the quite storm. Double H on your face like you Tyson. You could submit your music, if it's dope they play it. Then you get put in the competition, the chosen made it. You get an interview, promoted like you know the mayor. You be next to blow, never know, probably the savior. Every time I'm online, I'm checking
Hood Hype.
I wanna hear real artists, I go to
Hood Hype.
Dope interviews, J-Mac and Majors on
Hood Hype.
Honestly, hip-hop's resurrections on
Hood Hype.
I won two competitions just off of
Hood Hype.
1,200 fans, 500 spins on
Hood Hype.
Two deals, I tell you it's real on
Hood Hype.
I go to
Hood Hype.
I stay with
HoodHype.com.
Quest. HoodHype.com. Let's go.
What's good? What's good, everybody? HoodHype.com, episode number 62, man. J-Mac, Major, and Fro, we all in the building, man. We about to get y'all hit off with H2O, the hardest two-walk call, all aboard, man. Episode 62, we'll be back at you.
Cheer.
Hit me in the waves, make a dizzy
wipe their plans out, but it don't really matter. Next stop is my man house.
Yeah, we going straight to the tally. I'm trying to bang something. Choo choo, all above. I get that train running.
Hey yo, Frank, you get the front, I get the back. See the train, and wherever we tag a ride is the track.
Cause then we going straight to the tally. I'm trying to bang something. Choo choo, all above. I get that train running.
Hey yo, Frank, you get the front, I get the back. See the train, and wherever we tag a ride is the track.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Back in the building. Jesus.
Wow.
Hello.
That's that shit right there, dog.
Yo, that shit is hard.
H2O, man, stands for the hardest two out. They are coming out of Rochester, New York, man. Check them cats out. The producer called Hot Hands.
Yeah, what up, everybody in the live chat?
Definitely. Yes, sir.
Definitely. And we're going to be taking calls hopefully later on. But right now, about to get to the homeboy Academic, who is the winner from episode number 60.
For sure.
Hey, Ak, what's good, bro?
What's good with you, man?
Ain't nothing, man. We chilling, man. Do what we do.
I know y'all up there having fun right now. I heard y'all last show, man. y'all had me rolling, man, for real.
Yeah, man. We was, you know,
loose.
Combination of them fluids on a Sunday, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Yeah, we had a good day, though. But, man, what's up with you, man?
Oh, man, working on this album, man. Just grinding, man, out here in this crazy market. But just grinding, doing it. All right.
Okay, yeah, because I think the winner from our, what was it, the last show or the couple shows before was from L.A. too.
Yeah.
And it seemed like L.A. got the crazy, you know, the indie scene going. They got mad support.
So it's going down in a real way in L.A., man. It's a lot of talented cats coming up doing original stuff. You know, it's crazy because the world feel like L.A. just make a certain type of music. They know it's for one thing, but it's so diverse out here. You got your hip-hop cats. Then you got cats like Crooked Eye that's more on the gangster level, but still with MC at the same time. You know, it's a lot of talented cats, and a lot of us is working together. So it's a real big movement out here in L.A., man.
Definitely, man, because I've been predicting, man. I think the L.A., the whole West Coast movement about to come back big like it was in the early to mid-90s. It's about that time, really.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all we got to do is just stay for one another, stay down for one another, because, you know, sometimes egos get in the way and people feel like, dang, if he get on first, he ain't going to let nobody else on, so let me hate on him. Let me make a diss song about him. And we need to just be unified and come and do it big and show the world what we about.
No doubt, man, no doubt. Now tell us about you was featured on MTV2.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. I was just out in the streets and they had their cameras out. And what happened was the guy just walked up to me. I guess I don't know how he figured I was a rapper. You know what I mean? I didn't walk up to him or happen to that. And he was like, "You spit." He like spit something in the camera.
Jesus.
And what happened was I spit, and they liked it, and they liked it, and they had me sign something, a waiver. And they was like, "Be looking out for your stuff on MTV2." I'm thinking like, yeah,
wow.
Whatever.
Damn, that's next, that shit
wow.
Right there. Damn.
Hey, next thing I know, I'm getting phone calls like, "Hey, go to MTV2. You on there?" I was like, "Wow."
Nah, that's
I
that
couldn't
deal.
Believe it, but that was a good look, man. And they been playing it a lot. You know what I mean? Showing me love. So that's a blessing.
Nah, that's cool, man. So you talked about the album that's going to be crazy. You know, how long, you know, when's that dropping? How long people got to wait for
it? I'm trying to do it. At the most, it's going to take 2 months to get everything done, but it's coming out real soon. It's called Soul Ain't For Sale, because I ain't selling my soul for this rap game, man.
No doubt.
It's not that serious, man. You know, a lot of these cats out here, they figure, you know, the best way to get in is to make a song like that song they got on the radio, even though they ain't really them. You know what I mean? They don't really get down like that, but they just want to get on and get heard. But when you do stuff like that, it don't last. You know what I mean? If you notice, your favorite artist, they keep it real. They themselves. That's why they're able to stay there that long and last. You know what I mean?
No doubt.
So that's what it's about. It's going to be a crazy album. It's not just going to be about this and that, but it's just going to be about my life, period. That's where I get my inspiration.
And what's the name of the album?
The name of the album is Soul Ain't For Sale.
Soul Lane for Sale. That's what's up, man. We're going to tell a lot of people to check for it, man.
For sure.
All you live listeners, check it
for
out.
For sure, man. They on here, too. They talking about some act is hot.
Hell yeah. We got people in there checking for you, man. Go ahead and get your websites and everything out there to the people.
Oh, yeah. MySpace.com/academic. That's AKADIMIK. Hit me up. Tell me what you're feeling. Tell me what you ain't feeling. Let's chop it up. I do respond. You know what I mean? To my MySpace.
For sure.
Hit me up.
For sure.
Definitely, man. Well, shoot, man. We thank you for taking the time to talk to us, man. You know,
oh,
shoot.
Man.
And also, yeah, go ahead.
No,
and
you
let
go
them
ahead.
Hit.
Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, man. You got a CD Baby membership?
No, I sure don't, man. Not at the moment.
Okay, well, shoot. We giving you one of those, man. That's what the winners get, so... You got to have a free account. We'll get all the information sent over to you within a day or two, man, and you can get up there and get your CD sales going.
Yeah, they'll get you on iTunes, all that shit.
Yeah, man, it's a good deal.
Hey, it's much appreciated. And we need shows like this, man. We need shows like this that concentrate on underground hip-hop. You know what I mean? Just for the people that's out there that really got talent, that's not, you know what I mean, selling out to get on the radio but keeping it real music. Like, I listen to y'all's show. You know what I mean? I listen to y'all show all the time. So appreciate to be on this show is a blessing, man.
Shoot, man. We appreciate that love, man. No doubt. No
for
doubt.
Sure.
I got
man.
What's happening?
I got people who wanna holler at Act.
Oh, they wanna holler at
yeah,
them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sandra and Kendra, they really want you to have this email address. It's lovelylady52@hotmail.com.
Uh-oh.
Look at that. We making love connections.
She from the Bay. She from Inglewood.
She from Inglewood. That's right around the way there,
for
man.
For sure. It's all West Coast on here right now.
Oh, shit.
For sure.
West Coast love. I'm feeling
about.
That.
That's good.
That's what's up, man. Well, shoot, we going to holler at you, Act, man. Good looking out, bro. All
right, for sure. Y'all keep doing what y'all doing, man.
All right, man. Stay up.
All right.
Yo, shouts for that. Shout out to Act, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Shout out to people.
Toast to my people. So, man, how y'all doing, man? We've been hectic, frantic. Ain't even had a chance to talk to my peoples. What's good?
I just sobered up from that last damn show.
Hell yeah, man. Shit. I
had me all fucked
for
up.
That one.
No doubt.
No doubt, man. What's up, J-Mac?
Nothing, man.
You relax, bro.
Dude. I'm fucking...
Throw back a drink or something.
Do your shots, man.
Yeah.
Man, shoot, this is...
Unwind.
Yeah, well, we got a lot planned for y'all, man. Yeah, I was academic. We supposed to be talking to Rick Cordero, man, who is the street video king.
Yes, sir.
In hip-hop right now. We're going to try to get him on the phone a little bit later. And then we got a little surprise, man.
What's up?
Christian and Miles from Stuff White
People. I think we might be talking to Miles. Miles is a non-white.
Non-white
guy. That's all I know is he's non-white.
Oh, we couldn't get the white dude.
Is he on it?
We could get Christian too.
Yo,
we gotta put them both on.
They're gonna have to conference call in because
we got multi-line shit, dude.
That's that.
Send your PayPal donation so we could get the multi-line shits.
And then also, man, the homeboy Julio, man. I'm not sure if he's checking us out live or what, man. But he got a
Julio.
Yeah, he addressed Fro when Fro challenged the listeners to
appreciate it.
Come up with a topic to talk about, and you know we talk about race all the time.
Oh, and it's gonna be a big one today.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, and Julio basically it revolves around the nigger, the N word. The N-bomb that everybody be all hyped about, all the controversy. And because of that, man, I got a song that I want to get into, which will kind of set the tone for...
Already?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man,
yeah.
I had to fucking...
Do it.
Yeah, you
know
what
I'm saying? There's a lot of asterisks in that motherfucker.
Hell yeah, definitely, man. This is from Harvard Blue. It's called The Word Nigga.
We bought it.
Yeah, we paid for the track.
Yeah.
This shit right here, it is something special, man. Hoodhype.com, episode number 62.
What's the name of that again?
The Word Nigga.
Okay.
Here we go.
Why do you always use that word nigger so much?
I say nigger 100 times every morning. Keeps my teeth white.
Set this straight, man. Yeah. It seems like everybody is using that word nigger. But most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool in our music.
What up, nigga? What up,
it seems like everybody is using that word nigga. But most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool when we use it.
What up, nigga?
Why so many people still tripping over the word nigga? When them slaves got whipped, they called us the word nigga. They took away our names and gave us the word nigga. So I could never
forever be proud of the word nigga. The word started off on some disrespect, meaning I was like an animal, a beast of repet. And that will never change how many millions we get. So like the Jews with the Holocaust, I'll never forget. It seems like everybody is using that word nigga, but most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool in our music.
What up, nigga?
It seems like everybody is using that word nigga, but most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool when we use it.
What up, nigga?
Now these white kids wanna call themselves niggas. They get dressed up, rap mics to be niggas, but they can never feel what it's like to be a nigga. They can't comprehend the life of these niggas. White broads fascinated, hyped to meet niggas. I know your daddy said it ain't right to meet niggas. White cops think they got the right to beat niggas. At them job interviews, they don't like to see niggas. It seems like everybody is using that word nigga, but most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool in our music.
What up, nigga?
It seems like everybody is using that word nigga, but most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool and we use it.
Yo,
yo, it's wild what's happening with my people that's Latin. A bunch of them will tell you that they white if you ask them. Fuck them niggas, how they talk when they chatting. But they great granddaddy was an African black man. Jenny got punked for saying that word nigga, but still Puerto Ricans will play with the word nigga. If I call you a spick, you quick to get triggered. So how is it cool for you to use the word nigga? It seems like everybody is using that word nigga, but most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool in our music.
What up, nigga? What up, nigga?
It seems like everybody is using that word nigga, but most of y'all fools confused with that word nigga. It's black people for we abuse the word nigga. We make it sound cool when we use it.
What up, nigga?
What up, nigga?
White folks gonna be black folks. I went to school with white people. Their lips wasn't that big. They get stuff in their lips, they take it out their behind. They just do anything to get big nigga lips. A black nigga been killed on the highway, they come by, I'll take it. The lips so big, the little kids look up. Everybody wanna be black, but nobody wanna be black. It confuses me. They all act black, sound black. I hope they start hanging niggas again. I'm gonna find out who's black.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, that track right there. Woo-wee.
What up, ninjas?
Harvard Blue, man. You said ninjas.
Easy.
Coming straight out of Cambridge, Massachusetts. I guarantee he knows something about some racism coming out Massachusetts.
I'm sounding sexy right now. You sound sexy, dude. I'm good.
You sound cool?
I'm sound good.
You happy?
Let me ask these chatters if they feeling your voice sound sexy.
You don't even have to type to them, dude.
Damn. You are smite.
Yeah, the techno.
Smart.
Yeah. What?
Something.
Ha ha!
Yeah.
No, it ain't hitting.
No, it's cool. All right.
It's limiting.
Better.
You nervous motherfucker. You.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Shit, that track right there, Harvard Blue, was straight fire. Hold on. What's up?
Man, I don't know. I just want this drink.
But,
turn my headphones down. It's a Dave Chappelle song. Turn my headphones down. Louder. Louder.
What?
Yeah, louder.
There you go.
Wait. Yeah, right there. Right there.
Jesus Christ.
Right. It's a remix.
We're right. What? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, this show. Yeah, man. We got to
get
here. This shit.
Wow.
Out of hand.
What are we talking about?
But yeah, the Harvard Blue track, man, is called The Word Nigga. And then Julio from New York hit us up. And really, I mean, shit, we got lucky and found that track. I'm still questioning how J-Mac found that motherfucker.
Man, this motherfucker.
I was like, man, you got to hear
this
shit.
I'd
be Googling the word nigga all day long. Like,
yeah. That's what I do. I Googled Jim Crow and the N-word all fucking day.
I caught him.
What kind of shit?
He came out of nowhere and was like, yo, you got to hear this song.
Yeah.
And I'm
like, what kind of shit are people talking about niggas?
I'm fucked up. We need content for the show. I think I'll Google the N-word. You guys are fucked up,
man. For real. But no, so
new nigga shit.
Julio hit us up and he said he want to take up Fro on his offer to talk about any topic. And he said, fair warning though, my topic ain't meant to be discussed in a joking fashion. He said, my topic is, why do a lot of black people like to use the N-word? I know it isn't any better than saying the actual word, but I have heavy qualms with it. Now, before I sign off, I would like to have give you a glimpse into my mind, and that way you can assess the question. And basically, he goes on. This is a long email, so I can't read the whole thing, but he talks about how you don't hear other racial groups saying, "What up, my spick?" or "What up, my," you know, all the other words that's out there. Yeah,
for sure, for sure.
And so, and I mean, really, I mean, shit, you want to speak on it? Is he...
Go ahead. You go.
Okay, he wants you to address.
You raid with me.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I appreciate it. Julio.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, no. Well, to me, man, I think he hit it on it in the song. He said people get the word nigga confers with nigger. You don't never hear no black dude go to another black dude and be like, "What's up, my nigger?" You don't hear
right, right,
it.
Right.
It's nigger.
Right.
It's a plain difference.
Right.
And so basically, like he said in that song, man, the word derived from negative. The shit was harsh, terrible, bad. But then black people is known to do this, man. We take something bad, for put sure. a spin on it, and then use it our own damn way.
The hand-me-down jeans from the big bro and everything. We made that shit hot. Everybody, your jeans is tight.
Yeah.
You need to get your hand-me-downs.
But then the one thing he said in the song, he talked about Puerto Ricans, how they use the word nigga.
Fat Joe.
Mm-hmm. Fat Joe being the biggest example. Yeah. And saying that if you were to use the word spick, then they might be trying to pull out heat on you or trying to slash you. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
You know, and I don't know. For some reason, Puerto Ricans, I don't really have no beef with Puerto Ricans.
What if you change it to spiff?
What you mean?
It's spiff for short. I mean, it's just the same thing as changing the N-word. If you change it to spiff.
I don't think so, man. But it's just like...
Spiver?
But he's saying, like, you don't see, you know, other Puerto Ricans going to each other saying, "What up, my spick?" You don't see that.
Yeah.
But we greet each other on everyday life.
But Puerto Ricans weren't slaves in the country and weren't the shit, getting shit beat out of them, call them that fucking word by the fucking owners and shit. Don't.
Yeah. I mean, that's another big difference. But all of that, you know, all of that plays into it, man. So
he's exposing the strap.
But Julio, man, I hope that, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
I got my Mexican blade today.
This shit's a shank, dude.
This is,
We got a white man about to get cut right here in the studio. But, yeah, I mean, I hope that addresses. I don't know if you got anything else you want to add to it.
Man, I just think that, I said it in the episode.
What's that?
If we said they can't use it no more, then they can't use it no more. But it really, it's like, yo, they feel the pain and all that type of stuff, and that's what they be coming with. So
I mean,
motherfuckers don't really have a problem. Oh, it's something I could do. It's something
What can you relate it to, though? I mean, is there anything that you could say that is similar to this type of shit? I mean, because to me, man,
that's a good question. I mean,
the thing is it's,
and what he was getting at too is by us making it so popular,
you're right,
you get other people that just feel they can use. Because, I mean, black people, we ain't everywhere all the time. Right. I see all these little videos with little white kids fighting at school or whatever. Yeah. And they be saying nigga like constantly.
Right.
It's a whole parking lot full of white kids and they just dropping the word nigga every second.
I think they was born with it. I think it got fucking...
Here's what you related to. Nah, suburban neighborhoods. If white people move to suburban neighborhoods and then black people move right behind them, y'all will catch feelings about it.
They do catch feelings about it.
What's that have to do? What's that have to do with the N-word?
Nah, I just was...
What the fuck?
I was just pointing out the fact y'all motherfuckers catch feelings about this shit.
No, I mean, the way I look at it is it's encouraged. I mean, the use of the word is fucking encouraged.
It's encouraged amongst our culture, inside our culture.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying,
but by us encouraging it, it helps other people just feel like they can just add on and use it too.
I think it's...
So, I mean, Julio got a point.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing is it's encouraged, like, normally, like, this is probably kind of a shitty example, but like Filipinos, they use they'll call, like, the chicks pinays or some shit for short.
That's
like a nickname, but it's a positive type of thing. Mm. I think for... the N-word, and this is coming from a very, very white fellow.
Uber white.
My opinion is the N-word is like, I think people just want to look bad. Like, people want to be anybody. I mean, they want to look like a bad person. You know, I want to look like I'm fucking hard and shit, so I'm going to fucking throw the word out there, and then it has a positive spin because everybody starts using it to try and look hard. It's all from rap music, man. Oprah and rap music.
Turn the radio off.
Yeah, I mean...
CDs.
I mean, seriously, though. I mean, it spawns from rap music, right? Or was it outside of fucking rap music?
Oh, nigga been around me 500 years.
I'm just saying the way that it's used now.
I mean, shit.
It wasn't as common.
What's your name? Sidney Poitier. Go rent the whole collection of any Sidney Poitier movie,
you can, you'll
realize
it ain't rap
it's
music.
Before rap.
Yeah, because you listen to a, you ever listen to an old Richard Pryor or Red Fox?
Oh yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
You gonna hear the
yeah.
nigga?
Yeah, I just exposed myself for my ignorance right there. Yeah, so I'm gonna just waste 5 minutes everybody's time.
No, but he had a point too. He said Julio even lets it affect his musical choice, which I think, to me, man, me talking to him directly, I think that's it shouldn't get that deep. You know what I'm saying? Because he talked about Cy Marshall Law, who's the one artist that we spun. He went out there, purchased his CD because he liked this kind of message.
Yeah.
And he's saying too many people in hip-hop nowadays just use the word abuse it, and he don't like, you know, hearing it like that. But I don't know, man. I mean, I guess it's just a matter of taste, to each his own. But
yeah.
Fuck, I hope that, you know, addresses the question.
Julio, if we didn't explain it enough.
Holla at us.
Holla at me, man.
Yeah, you know.
I tried. Your email was long. I read it. I just really couldn't, like, I don't subscribe to the same shit that you're talking about. Like, man, that's my word, and I understand why I use it, and but I can't really verbalize it and explain it to you, you dig? So if I didn't explain it enough,
like, I love the word.
That's
first
tough. Half. I mean, that shit.
I love that more. But hey, let's jump into another track, man.
nigga.
That's it. That's what's up, man. This is Jay Ali. Featuring a kid is called The Ghetto, man.
My nigga.
Hoodhype.com, episode number 62.
Get out the ghetto.
What's good? What's good, everybody? Man, oh man, we got Rick Cordero. You right there?
Yeah, Rick Cordero, dude.
That's what's up.
Definitely. All right. Let's see if we got him in here.
Hey, what's
Rick,
up, fellas?
What's good, man? What's happening with you?
How's it going?
Oh, we doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm definitely doing good.
Okay. Now, we got, you know, listeners, we're doing a live show right now, man. So people who don't know, in case you've been living under a fucking rock, Rick Cordero been dropping some of the illest, and you've been one of the busiest. I like to call them street videos, man. To me, it's not the big budget joints, but it's the, I don't know, to me, man, I love these. I prefer your style of video that you've been doing over a lot of the flashy MTV joints.
Man, this dude does.
Yeah.
Videos,
I mean, you've done them all.
Movies, television shows.
Yes.
Popping. Hundreds.
Yes. So salute
over 100,
to Rick.
Over 100.
Yes.
Less than 2 years, definitely.
Definitely, man. So tell me, man, how'd you get started, man? I mean, like, did you go to film school, all of that, or?
No, I didn't go to film school. You know, I was just kind of one of those kids who made home videos, you know. Like, I stole my dad's video camera and just started shooting my friends, you know, and stuff like that. But I wasn't formally trained.
Wow.
Shouts to not going to school.
Yeah.
You're talking with
to
school.
A bunch of non-college grads, so yeah,
we working on it the long way.
Yeah, man. So
long
you just,
way.
I mean, it's a lot of people that seem to do it that way, but that makes it all the more impressive to me to not have any formal training, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I just there's no rules to it, you know, to me. So, you know what I mean? Like, I think sometimes if you get too trained with something, you know, you don't really. You know what I mean? You don't really have that drive or that motivation to.
Oh right,
yeah,
you look at it like
yeah,
a job.
I can do it, but you know, that's just me. That's just my method. You know, it's different for everyone.
Definitely. So, who's the first dude you directed for music video wise?
In hip hop, the mm-hmm. first one was a kid named Ollie Vegas out of Queens.
Okay, shout out to Ollie Vegas. Yeah, I heard a cat before. Yep.
Yeah, Ollie Vegas definitely was one of my first artists. You know, and then after that, probably. Joel Ortiz.
Okay, yeah, and we just hollered at Joel a couple weeks ago, man. Dude said he loves working with you.
I heard that. I heard that broadcast. It was dope.
He
definitely showed some love.
Definitely, man. So, I mean, shoot, is he one of your favorites to work with? Because I know y'all done a couple. I mean, how many together now?
Wow.
I know. Definitely, I can think of at least
like
three or four myself.
Maybe five or six. Damn. Now.
Oh, that's what's up.
But Joel is definitely a favorite of mine. I mean, he's, you know, as you know, just really charismatic and really easy to work with. He just has great music as well, and that's always a big plus.
no doubt. Yeah, that makes it all the easier right there.
And you just worked with Snoop Dogg just a second ago.
Yeah, we just worked with Snoop Dogg. We shot him a few weeks ago in L.A. That was definitely an experience.
Yeah, that corrupt, man. That shit was crazy, man. Did you see the corrupt freestyle, you guys?
Yeah.
Oh, the YouTube.
Oh, my God.
YouTube.
Man. Hell yeah.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was crazy because, you know, when we did that scene, I didn't really know who was going to show up. And then suddenly you see DJ Quick, corrupt.
Oh, I didn't see Quick.
Eddie Riley.
All the Western Union
cats. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Definitely, man.
And Snoop actually was our first, you know, the first West Coast artist I ever worked with, so. You just really can't get any higher than that. So it was definitely a blessing.
Oh, that's cool, man. That's real cool. And so what else you got planned, man? I know you've done short films and, you know, movies. Are you trying to break into the, you know, would you like to do feature films? And
yeah, we're actually going up with my second feature film in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's called Inside of Change. And it's basically a coming-of-age drama about this kid who's about to go to prison. You know, and before he goes to prison, he tries to bring his family together, tries to throw his mom a surprise birthday party. A real simple, solid drama, you know. And that's actually going to be produced by my production company, 321 Films, as well as Fader Films from Fader Magazine.
Oh, no shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Fader has a film thing, too, huh?
They have a film division, you know. Rob Stone, shout out to Rob Stone and Michael Skolnick from Fader and Cornerstone.
So how does that work? So how do you get you get the hookup with an artist, and then how do you start getting your shit featured on like MTV? Is that all the artist? It's all his camp that handles all that stuff after you film
kinda,
it?
Yeah, like it's really just, you know, it's funny because a lot of the stuff I make start on the internet and then somehow get driven to either BET or MTV.
Wow.
You know, for a second. You know what I mean?
So wow, that's crazy.
is really usually the demand of the programmers at MTV or BET.
So do they have to pay you? Does the people who actually play the videos, I mean, do you have rights to any of that shit? And
not really, no. You know, it's something that actually is a good point that, you know, we're trying to change, because directors, you know, don't really get the same props as, like, producers. Like, we don't see royalties. We don't see, you know, any kind of, you know, money in terms of
like residual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're you know, pretty, like, the good ones are instrumental in, you know, bringing that part of the song to life, you know. And but we don't see residuals, you know. And sometimes we get looked at as just cameramen or just, you know what I mean? Just,
man,
like, whatever. But we, you know, we put a lot into it, you know. So we're trying to change that.
Now, I'm going to bring a couple of videos that I've seen, like Stomp, which was the Smith & Wesson track that had Joel and Rock featured, then Ups and Downs. Both of those had that real just gritty street feel. Now, is that your influence, or is that the artist basically, you know, giving their vision to you? Or do you guys...
That one I got kind of free reign to do whatever I wanted to do from Drew Ha.
Okay.
You know, who I work with really closely as well, and, you know, I look up to, you know what I mean? And he just kind of said, you know, just go crazy, you know, try something. And, you know, it was really just a simple concept. And actually, the original location we were supposed to do it at, which was a construction yard, we got shut down because we didn't have permits.
Okay.
So we just kind of, like, moved it to some other spot, and it just worked out lovely because, you know, it was just, like, we're all trying to rush and trying to, like, get it done. And there was just so much energy, and it just came out like that, you know. But, you know, that's kind of how sometimes it happens. It's like, these mistakes, yet they come out even better than the original plan.
Yeah, I thought it turned out real hot, man. I just, like I said, I love the gritty feel. And I mean, as far as other directors in the game, are there other people that you really appreciate in the video directing?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's some of your favorites?
In hip hop, you know, the legends, obviously, Hype Williams, you know, plays a big role in, you know, getting hip hop videos to be viewed as, like, you know what I mean? Like,
real, yeah, big, like, events. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
big events. And you know, my favorite of the guys who came out in the 90s is probably Chris Robinson.
Because, okay, yeah.
He just has such a underrated, you know what I mean, like, style. But it's, if you really pay close attention to his videos, like, they have such a narrative feeling to it. And that's kind of what I try to bring, but obviously not on that level. It's kind of like more internet, more like grassroots, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, well, definitely, man.
So you're doing a lot of work with the Roots, too.
Yeah, we just knocked out two videos trying to get a third one in, actually, before the album drops.
How are these people? How are you catching? I mean, dude. I mean, seriously, you are catching on. Normally, I mean, aside from people like Hype Williams, you don't normally know video directors that often.
I think you got Hype Williams, Lil X, and, like you said, Chris Robinson. Yeah. Those were like the
other than that. But Rick Cordero. I mean, it's everybody video directed by none other. I mean, everybody when you see it on the internet. Here's a video directed by Rick Cordero.
Right.
I mean, people drop his name.
Man, you locked it down, man. It's like,
yeah, I mean, you know, it's really, like, I try to make myself accessible. I really want to be like the guy who's, you know, like that dude, like, you used to work with. Almost like how Joel's persona is, like, that dude that, yeah, I know that guy, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
for sure.
Guy. And so I make myself accessible to everyone, you know, and it's really surprising when someone, like, guys like The Roots, you know, or Snoop, like, come up to me and are like, yo, I really love that Joel video that you did, you know what I mean? Or, yo, I love that Big Lou video that you did, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like, it's astonishing to me to think that these guys are actually on YouTube really paying attention and following what I'm doing, you know what I mean? It's a whole other game, you know? And so for me, it's like proof that this is working, you know? It's a strategy and you know, and it's giving these guys, you know, some support that the label is giving them.
Love.
No doubt.
Hey, I got a online chatter. She wants to know what the concept was inspired by with that New Roots video, because that shit is hard.
She want to know, like, Petey Crack and
yeah,
Dice.
Yeah, Dice and Peter. She want to know what the fuck was you going for? That's what she asked.
I think I was going for, you know, something like Office Space. you know.
That's all. That's my shit.
Shout out to Office Space.
Yeah, for sure. My shit.
Right. You know, I would think it's the combination of Office Space and the Blue Magic trailer that you did. Oh, you got this USB Afro pick being passed around to the office, you know what I mean? And like that idea of passing around information, you know, in an office setting. So that it was real basic, and you know, and Questlove, you know, when I talked to him, he was real into it. He had such great energy in that video. Like, yeah. It's amazing.
That's definitely a dude who embraces technology, man. That dude's all over the place.
Oh yeah, Quest is out there. Definitely.
Great. Like having a conversation with that guy is just is really good. He's a good dude.
We got to talk to that dude, no doubt, man. I've been trying to get
him
on
the
dude.
List. Yeah, we've been trying to holler at him. Real.
Definitely. Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Well, shoot, man. Thanks, Rick. You know, thank you, Rick, for taking the time to, you know, hang out with us and talk to us for a minute, man. Keep doing what you do, man. We love the videos, bro.
Yeah, check them out at 321. 321
Film. Check it out, 321media.com.
Media.
Look out for, you know, like I said, our feature film, InsideOfChange.com, coming soon. You know, we're still going to do videos, but we're trying to get into that film game, like, for real, you know?
Definitely. No Keep doubt. Bringing that grit to hip hop, dude.
Cut That's just
absolutely.
Hot.
Absolutely.
Definitely. All right,
with
Rick.
Without a budget. Without a budget.
There you go. There you go.
For real. All right, man. Take it easy.
All right, take it easy.
Thank you.
All right,
you.
Man. Peace. Yeah. Big shout out for Rick Cordero right there, man.
Yeah, check him out at youtube.com/321media.com to Earth. Yeah, yeah. What? youtube.com/321media 21's actually a number.
No doubt, man. We about to jump into another track right here. This is West Side Bug featuring Cocaine Young Brown.
What up, West Coast?
Shoot, a whole bunch of people, man. It's called Henny and Hydro. This junk right here is fucking fire. Hoodhype.com, episode number 62.
Stay twisted. D's on my 6-4 Chevy with the Eagle knockoff. Say, girl, do you wanna get naked? Up in the club and you know I'm faded. I'm so intoxicated. Whoa, I'm Henny and Hydro. We can go straight to the telly. Put something in your belly. We can fuck all night. That's right.
I'm all in San Bernardino with a handful of C notes. Act so much for a pound of purple, talk down whatever he quotes. I'ma serve half and give the other half a stone. Hold up, bring that back, Groove. I forgot that he smokes. I got a bitch named Penny. She ain't nowhere near skinny. Asked me for Denny's, almost lost a kidney. Bitch, you trying to fit me? Your daddy must be a pirate the way she blew me down. She gon' walk the plank. If a hoe can't swim, she bound to drown. Niggas trust hoes, and I don't know how. When the police come, she the first to be like, officer, I found a round. My daddy told me, don't give a fuck about a trick. Hope he wasn't talking about my mama. I still don't give a fuck about a bitch.
Say, girl, do you wanna get naked? Up in the club and you know I'm faded. I'm so intoxicated. Whoa, I'm Henny and Hydro. We can go straight to the telly. Put something in your belly. We can fuck all night. That's right.
She on that bus shit, tough shit, make me bust quick. It's burning, no pussy, get spontaneous combustions. No shit, bring me that cognac so I can work with this nymphomaniac. She got the attitude of a dick teaser, but when you break her down, she's a real pleaser. She don't care about the ride or the platinum visas. Ass up, face down, that's how I'ma leave her. She gets low, gets high, heavy in the middle, getting the attention of every individual. Loves to lick and rub it down. Play that flute cause she love the sound. She know the name and the B Young Brown. Treat me like I only got one night in town. She a freak.
Say, girl, do you wanna get naked? Up in the club and you know I'm faded. I'm so intoxicated. Whoa, I'm Henny and Hydro. We can go straight to the telly. Put something in your belly. We can fuck all night. That's right. I'm Henny and Hydro.
See me watching, yeah, I see you peeking. So meet me at the bar, sunshine, if you drinking. Don't get it twisted, it's all for a reason. Trying to have you face down and ass up at the Four Seasons. Licking on my Johnson like a sugar daddy stick. When you done blazing me, you gon' suck the groove kick. Ain't cocaine, my nigga, this yamp is a real freak. You would swear she was the chip when she keep nuts in her cheek. Mash break just drove down, put it in the swisher sweet. Young Brown, order another round of drinks is on me. And as far you thirsty slut, you cotton mouth hoes. You won't get nothing but the whiskey stains on your clothes.
See, I faded, I'm dusted, I'm twisted. We need to get a room so we can both kick it. Got plans for your ass, a baby girl, they explicit. Got warrants, but the pussy's so good that I risk it. My nigga, I'm faded, confused with direction. My mind so blowed, I'm holding up the whole session. No question, I'm high, so you know your boy's lost. But once I get there, girl, I'ma break it off. Serve it all up in you, dick in big portions. Throw your legs back and let me beat up them organs. See, I'ma mash on the gas, then mash on your ass. Just bring a lot of spit plus a towel for the splash. See, I've been digging deep like I'm trying to strike gold. And I've been doing it grown up since 11 years old.
Say, girl, do you wanna get naked? Up in the club and you know I'm faded. I'm so intoxicated. Whoa, I'm hitting hydro. We can go straight to the telly. Put something in your belly. We can fuck all night. That's right. I'm hitting hydro.
Wow.
Man.
Shout out to Rick Cordero.
Big shout out to Rick Cordero, man. 321 Media. Check him out, man.
321media.com, goddamn it.
Killing the street video game, man.
.com/
We got another interview, man. We just keep it rolling right now. We got my man Miles from Stuff White People Like on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Miles, what's good?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's happening with you, man? Yo, now I just got to say off the rip, how long y'all been doing the website?
It was like just since the beginning of January. We actually timed it with Black History Month.
Oh no!
Hang on.
Holy shit!
I got a question.
This is Miles.
Yeah, this is Miles. Yeah.
I got a question. Are you a white guy?
I'm sorry. We don't see race. We are all children of the earth.
Oh man. Yeah, this is going to be fun.
The main guy behind it is Christian. He is white.
Okay.
And,
okay.
The only time I'm reminded that I'm not white is when the Vancouver Police Department accidentally put me in handcuffs when
Man, fuck that shit. Motherfuckers.
Oh man, that's,
fuck them.
Christian just told me that you guys are in Flint, Michigan.
No, man, we're Detroit. Nah. Detroit, Lansing.
Because Chris was a big fan of an old Flint rapper.
Who do you like from Flint?
Bootleg?
Bootleg!
Ain't no future when you're fronting.
Bootleg.
That's the main white guy
in all the pictures. Yes.
That's MC Breed.
No, he did.
Lost in Translation.
He did Ain't No Future 2000.
Oh, yeah.
MC Breed had the original.
Bootleg from Dayton Family.
Man. Church from Canada.
So y'all just started in January, and I mean, I ain't gonna lie, man, I've been seeing links to the site. Everyone's like, oh, you gotta see this site. And I, you know, first time we went there, you had me in tears.
A whole clique. Yes. It was a whole circle.
I was dying. Like
white people.
Major made the Underground Railroad happen and got everybody he knew to go to this site immediately, and we was all in tears. That shit was so funny.
Fucking Kanye West is linking to that shit.
Yes.
We were very surprised. That gave us actually a lot of
traffic.
A lot of hits, yeah.
No doubt about it, man. No doubt. And see, I mean, have y'all caught a lot of flack? Because, I mean, I've personally seen on message boards people would be like, I can't believe that site. That bullshit isn't true. This, and this. And I mean, to me, y'all got a sarcastic style, which I dig. But I think if you ain't got no sarcasm, like if you don't get it, then you might as well not visit.
Oh, hell no.
Because it ain't for you. But I mean, do y'all get a lot of flack, a lot of angry emails and shit like that?
But I think they're more directed towards me than I'm the one non-white guy behind it. I think with Chris, it's more like, you know, it's more acceptable that he does it. I mean, we get like, every time a post comes up, we get near, like, over 200 remarks, and most of them are praise, but most of it's like, you know, right. You guys are racist, you guys are spoiled.
Oh, shit.
What if we made a site called Stuff, like, non-white people? Like, you know, it's just, there's a lot of hate, but that's also what generated the traffic for our site, too.
I got a question. Yeah. Is Christian the dude with the beard on the site?
Yeah, he's in the majority of the pictures.
Okay, all right. That being said, he actually partakes in the shit that he's fucking with, right? I mean, like, I don't know, man. I was like looking at pictures. This motherfucker, he eats sushi. Mm-hmm. He's talking about like all this fancy fucking.
So he's being honest.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at. Is like, That's the shit I'm talking about, though.
It's not bullshit. He's talking about himself, and it's realistic. You know, it's nothing that comes from some script or anything.
Hell yeah, it's definitely not bullshit.
So. Except for number four, I think it's assists. Like Chris, he's very terrible at basketball. yeah, that was one of the. That's what got us the ESPN link, was our topic on with Chris's post on white people liking assists.
Okay. Well, should we got some live listeners, man, for some of the people that's in there?
Man.
Yeah, man, you might want to open up another window and go check out the website so y'all can see what the fuck we're talking about.
Stuffwhitepeoplelike.com.
Yes. Check that out. So the other thing, man, too, have you guys thought about expanding and making a network for other races and allowing some black folks to write for y'all, make stuff black
fuck
people
that.
Like?
I mean, fuck that. No.
Stand by. I know more stuff about...
Can he answer the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My bad. Motherfuckers.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Man, we'd love to. We'd love to get like other people and stuff like doing like. But you know, we'd have to get it. It'd have to be funny and in good taste.
Oh, someone on the chat was it? Is that Christian on the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's probably somewhere. He's drinking G&T's. That's what he told me.
What's that?
School.
Hold on. Wait. J Mac. I know you know it. What is that? What is a G&T?
It's white West Coast person term for gin and tonic.
G&T.
Yeah, I think he's on the internet chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I cut off your wow.
Okay, man, now during the week, man, we've been throwing some shit back and forth, man. We got a couple suggestions. I want to know if y'all would have run with some of these, man, because, you know.
Okay. Chris is the final say on a lot of these things because, you know, I'm.
Is he? Okay.
Behind it, but go ahead, shoot him.
Okay, who want to go first?
No, you go ahead.
Okay. Now, I think another thing that white people love is expensive grass. And I'm not talking about weed. I'm talking about lawns.
Y'all like expensive lawns.
Yeah, white people are the only people I know that will tear up a perfectly good lawn and replace it.
I know a motherfucker down the street from me that did that shit.
Yes, I've got Kentucky bluegrass.
Kentucky bluegrass with
and they'd be serious about it too.
With
man.
An HGH. Yeah.
They take the.
I think gardening's up there somewhere in one of those.
Gardening's up there. Okay.
Something related to that. Yeah, that might be.
Fro had a hot one.
Yeah, Fro, go ahead. What's yours, man?
Why y'all put me on the spot? I have no idea what.
What about the snow? The snow blowing one way?
Yo, you want to know what you guys like?
What's that?
Snow blowing too goddamn early. Yeah. Why do white people love to get rid of the snow before it's even done with in the morning, before motherfuckers even get to work?
I'm still trying to sleep. You motherfuckers be out here running the snowblower.
Yeah, we're trying to wake you motherfuckers up.
Yeah. Right. I own a snowblower at 6 in the morning. Why?
Snowblower is a status symbol, motherfuckers. Get with it.
I got my dude, Christian said that white people only like expensive grass. If it's organic only. No pesticide.
That's the new trend.
Oh, shit.
No pesticide on that shit at all.
You got one, J-Mac?
Yeah, actually, I got this one from you, though, dude.
What's up?
I'll be honest. White people love suburban black people.
Yes.
Church.
Can we get some?
You know what? For
is that
probably,
a good one?
I got a reason. One reason, at least. What's which it? Would be the... you get credibility without the danger.
You said credibility without the
danger.
You get street cred without the danger, goddammit.
Chris, I hope you're listening to this.
He's laughing.
That's that one we might
see. Yeah, he got to be laughing.
Because suburban black people, that means we've arrived. You know what I'm saying? We're on the level. So
yeah, we got two or three of those in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I know y'all do.
Hey, Christian said they actually like showing suburban black people that they are cool. That's what they like.
Oh, man.
Hey, Steve, you catch the Lions on television last night?
Hell no. Steven doesn't have a TV. He's white. He'll tell you about his non-having TV ass.
So, man, what else y'all got planned, man, for the future? I mean, y'all just keep the blog going? Or is this kind of a hobby for y'all?
I'm hoping we get free Kanye West tickets, man.
Ah.
He likes us.
You like
Kanye? Check it out.
Yeah.
Now, that confused me. Y'all had Mos Def on y'all list, but no Kanye. Now, why is that?
They tried.
I don't know.
I think y'all like Kanye more.
But I think mostly in the West Coast, it's like all white people that go to his concerts. You know, it's just, like me and Chris, we were big No Limit fans like a long time ago. And then people would come on, they'd be like, no, like, listen to Mos Def. And, you know, all the college type rap. And they were just very snobby towards like stuff back in the day. And, you know, we just always associated, like, most stuff with, like, you know, the kind of hipster white guy.
Oh, yeah. White guy.
Yeah, I like that. Y'all said he has dual roles, too. He's not just a rapper. He's an actor, too. Yeah. So that makes him dual. Yeah. He's double cool.
But they love him. They
do.
They. Man, fuck you guys. All of you.
Yeah, you know you love Kanye. You got Kanye in your iPod and your ankle right now.
Good morning.
Yeah. Oh, one last thing, man, I didn't see on the list yet. White people love casseroles. Did y'all have that one?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, man, they love some casseroles.
They love casseroles.
Casserole. Upside down casseroles.
Well, but he has probably something in particular, like, I don't know, like
breakfast casserole guy.
All like sea bass casseroles.
Yeah, there you go. Fuck.
Too many ethnic people like tuna casseroles.
All casseroles. That's what kind of casseroles white people like, is all casseroles.
Yeah, they make them more than the average household, that's for sure.
Oh, Christian said only soy casseroles.
There you
vegan
go.
Casseroles is wow. What Ika said.
Good lord.
Right. You ain't lying, man. Y'all guys are Jesus assholes. You guys are assholes.
Well, yeah, man, I love the site, man. Shoot, I hope y'all keep
love
it going. Shake them haters off. Tell them motherfuckers to get a sense of humor. You know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers can't understand it. Fuck them. But this shit is hilarious to me, man.
Hell yeah, that's thanks, a good time,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Definitely. For sure, man. You got anything, you know, questions? Anything else?
I still love y'all white people.
Thank you.
I love them too. I love white people. Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys
thank
need
you.
A white people moment on your show.
Yeah.
on the blog. Yeah. White people.
Be all right.
We know what you like now.
We're on to you.
We're fuck. On to you, and we'll be joining in the fun.
That's what they're moving in.
Ain't that right, Miles?
This is a 911. Move the fuck out.
But sure, man, thanks for taking the time to talk with us, man. Yeah. We enjoyed
it. No problem. I got to go back to watching the Leafs hockey game.
For sure,
True Canadian. Oh, yeah. I love it.
Playoff
run. That's what's up.
All right, man. Yeah, we appreciate it, man. You guys be easy.
Okay. I'm gonna start thinking about my experiences in Amsterdam when I was high, the highest experience.
Yeah, you went to Amsterdam? Oh, Jesus Christ. Why have we not talked about this, my friend?
I know you have. Yep, all white people. Man, stuffwhitepeoplelike.com. Stuff white people like. Here's a way to get close to
we
white
like
people.
Bongs, dude.
All white people have their best, their most favorite, and awesome. Awesome is the word. High experience. Is when they went to Amsterdam. So,
yeah, dude.
StuffWhitePeopleLike.com says I need to come up with like just
a story.
Yeah, true or not. A story, true or not, about my trip to Amsterdam, so that we can relate and bond together quicker. So, J Mac,
what's that?
I've been to Amsterdam too, dude.
Damn it, I've never been there, dude.
We can't both call each other dude.
Dude.
Because it makes it sound like I'm not making fun of the way you talk.
Y'all motherfuckers over here, man.
Come on! Dude. Let's hear some music.
It's time to hit a track, man. This is Margo B. We're about to get R&B on y'all for a second, man. So, y'all listeners, go ahead and take a little love break for y'all, man. This song is called Panic. The song is hot. Yo, shit is fire.
I'm going to take her pictures to the bathroom, and I'll be back when it's over.
Oh, Jesus. You had to go there with it, man. Hoodhype.com.
He's not kidding.
Episode number 62. I know he's not.
Understood the signals that were read. Conclusions were drawn that brought me to the end. Oh no, this music is reviving my soul with holes left open for a place for me to cry. And oh no, this pain is supporting my flow. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. Oh no, oh no, the police are coming. Oh no, oh no, they're about to shut us down. But I think you're mean. I do not like what you are doing to me. You've cracked all the codes, you've broken the keys. I got nothing to show that you belonged to me. Oh no, this music is reviving my soul with holes left open for a place for me to cry. And oh no, this pain is supporting my flow. Oh no. I know the police are coming. some feeling. No, no, I just can't rise above this panic. Above it's thrilling. Somebody save me. The police are coming. Oh no, they've got to shut us down. Oh no, deep inside it's crumbling. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
I feel like, dude, I just fell off the Lover's Rock.
Oh, I feel much better.
Sounds. I hope y'all back from y'all lover's break.
That shit, dude, is tough.
I feel much man. Better. You guys want to look at the sticky pictures or no?
Nah, disgusting. Yeah. I'm good.
Can you hold them? Right, is that the one I made sticky last week? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus,
yeah.
That's, I mean, Margot B, man. She's out of Pittsburgh, Margot. PA.
Beautiful. Beautiful woman.
I'm going to call her Margot until she calls in the show.
Yep. You can go to MargotB.com or MySpace.com/Who's Margot B. Man, I'm saying, yo,
how do
that's
you spell
one of the
Margot?
Best songs, M-A-R-G-O-T.
All right, just make sure the T is on it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank
that's
you.
Why, that's why we say Margot. We're looking out for her, dude.
Yeah, just in case. Yeah. But no, man, I mean, that shit is like professional. I mean, that sounds ready-made, man. That's, someone sign that woman now, please. That shit is hot.
Sign everybody we play.
Yeah, that's true, too. No doubt, because we play nothing but fire. But, man, so let's talk a little... Talk
What's
some
up?
Hip-hop for a minute.
What's up?
What?
Get to it. Get to it.
What is that?
We've been busy. Super busy. I ain't going to go to the...
Uber.
I'm going to say the other shit for later, man, about the what hip-hop fans donate or buy.
Yeah, fuck that. Let's talk... Fuck the political type shit. Let's talk about something.
Talk about Fat Joe and Pap.
Fuck motherfucking shit, motherfucking shit.
Who's lying to you? Who got that ass beat? I think Pap got knuckled up. And I'm going to say it.
I think that, yo, Pap is small compared to this big motherfucker.
It don't matter, though.
Elephant.
It don't matter.
I think if he really got nuck, we would know. You would be able to see him. He would look like Cam.
No, they said he balled up in the corner, in fetal position.
Man, I don't know.
Hey, no. Did you guys listen to the Cassidy interview?
I didn't hear Cassidy yet.
It was nothing like that.
Now, okay, what's Cassidy say? Because he wasn't there, so how he know?
Cassidy was there.
No, he wasn't. He left.
He said he was
there. As soon as Fat Joe got to the room, he took off.
He didn't say that.
Yes, he did.
Pap said it.
Yes, he did. On Miss Jones. Shout out to Miss Jones.
Cassidy did?
Cassidy said he exited the room. Yo, it was like...
He said he was standing by the door.
Okay. No. He basically... I'm not trying to be... Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
He sounded like he had a security detail ready to excavate him immediately.
You know,
from
if we were
room,
a real hip-hop show,
bounced,
we'd have Cassidy
bounced
on the
him
phone.
And he was in the car.
I'll get him on the phone next week. Let's do it.
Yeah, do it, man.
All right, no, what are you saying? I'm sorry, Nick.
He sounded like he had a security detail who was standing by just to get his ass out that motherfucking building. You know, like, I ain't saying he's scared. I'm just saying.
I ain't talking about scared. I think he set that shit up, dog. I think he knew what was good. Called Fat Joe, like, Pap in the room. Come on over.
No, man, he said he did not do that shit.
I've seen it before.
He didn't even know Pat
before. I've seen
before
that before.
He said he didn't even know Pat before that.
Seen that before,
but
though.
But Pap was already
said,
in his room.
He said he wasn't tight with Joe like that.
In the interview. So you go do... He was in Joe's video, wasn't he? The newest one?
Yeah, but he said he does not... He said he's worked with him in the past, but he ain't tight with him like that. He ain't got his number. He don't work with him like that.
The only reason he said it because niggas is insinuating it.
Right.
So Slay was like, so where's Cassidy at? It was his room, right? He left. Slay was just like...
Why the fuck would Cassidy set that shit up? What does it benefit him?
You don't ever dislike seeing motherfuckers clash?
Yo, ain't you from Flint?
Yeah, that shit is fun.
Shouts to Cleveland.
You never been in position just to like disconnect the dots. You're like, I know he don't like him.
Come on, he don't like him. Cassidy,
so I'm gonna call him over.
Cassidy said it was a promoter. He said it was a promoter because he put him on the same floor.
Okay. Well, enough with the blame Cassidy theory.
It's not
because we can't really prove it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But who you think got the beats? That's what Fat Joe, that shit had me rolling.
Pap.
He's like, give him the beats. He's like, apparently, you give a dude the beats, and that's not enough no more. You got to leave these motherfuckers in a coma.
Pap got put out, dude. Come on. That motherfucker is He's as big as my arm, dude.
He
my
claimed
forearm.
He claimed he landed a 1-2 to Joe's chin. You saw the video of Fat Joe. I saw no swelling, no. Of course, he got a chubby face anyway. But I mean, it's fucking hard to tell. But I didn't see nothing. He looked all right.
Hey, like I said, what I said, man.
What's up?
Pap is a little dude.
Okay.
If Pap put the nuck on Joe, we may not see it. But if Joe put the nuck on Pap.
I disagree though, yo.
What the fuck are you two talking about?
No. He's saying a little dude can't mark up a big dude. I disagree.
Even if he's swinging,
I know, man.
Come on,
I'm gonna tell you right now,
little brother style.
Yeah. I'm tell you right now, though. Without gloves, if Floyd Mayweather touched up Lennox Lewis, you gonna see it without gloves. I don't give a fuck. Size matters, weight wise, but without gloves, I'm telling you, dude. More impact, definitely. Now, with gloves on, yeah, I'd be like, yeah, he ain't going to touch him. Ain't going to hurt.
It was kind of cold, though, man.
Yo, I done seen 160.
No. You might have had them mittens.
The mittens on?
You might have had the mittens.
Nah, man. You know good well you done seen 165-pound nigga stretch a big nigga.
Speaking of which.
I've seen that. Shout out to Robert.
I've seen it plenty times.
Mayweather and his WWE shit.
Ah, that bullshit, man.
Don't get me started on that cracker shit.
Yeah, I mean, he bored. You know what I'm saying?
Cracker shit.
You think it's garbage?
Garbage. Isn't that what white people like to say?
Croc.
It's croc and shit.
That's some bullshit.
Oh, man. Shit, I don't know, man. I mean, fuck, like I said, he's bored. He waiting on the next big fight, whether it's going to be De La Hoya or whoever.
So, maybe he could fight Fat Joe.
Ah.
Filthy Rich Records versus Fat Joe in the Terror Knot Squad.
Yeah, Filthy Rich Records. Don't even get me started on them. That nigga that had a label for 6 years. How you have a label for 6 years?
It's a
write
off. It's a write off.
That's all it is. And I love Floyd, but goddamn it, your record
label.
Speaking of record labels, did you see that reggae shit that was paid off by weed? That was paid for by weed?
A room full of weed.
Did you see pictures of it?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. School the listeners. School me. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
There's this reggae label. What was it?
Room full of weed. I mean, an entire 8 Bronx men. Connected to John Shop Records. John Shop. I don't even know what John Shop
means. That's a big deal.
What's that now?
It's a big deal.
Bricks.
Bricks of weed.
Bricks and bricks and bricks and bricks.
The whole fucking label was supported by
they could build it.
Hold on. Didn't someone get clapped in there and died? And they went in and found more than...
I don't think so.
It was a studio, right? Recording studio?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that.
It was a whole record label
studio.
Somebody
got shot, they killed, and then in investigating, they found that, oh, okay, well, there's bricks here.
So they I didn't know that.
They could literally build a house in the suburbs next to all the white people with all the bricks and yo.
Man, what up,
like,
white people?
It's like that.
Yeah.
That shit, that's crazy.
Still love y'all, white people. Don't
stuff
get
white
it
people
twisted.
Like.com.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Drake.
Man, shit. Oh, yeah. And hold on. You heard Pap and Remy Ma about to get married?
No, they're not. He came on Miss Jones and said negative. Negative.
I will hope.
Man, shouts to Miss Jones.
Fuck her.
Her voice.
I don't like her show. I don't know why.
Really?
She got she just come across and I shouldn't have said that, but oh well, it don't matter. Send
well, fuck Miss Jones. We riding.
For real.
Riding.
Nah, she come across like an asshole. She was on what's the one thing? The white rapper show on VH1.
Yeah.
Treated them like shit. Of course, most of them suck, but she treated them like shit. And she just seemed like she got an attitude a lot of times, man. So I ain't really feeling Miss Jones.
Miss Jones, you feel the same way about
who's that?
What's her fucking name? Big Titties.
Yeah. What's her name? Me like it.
The radio chick.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Big
Angie
Titties
Martinez?
No, nah, man. Big Titties.
Asia?
Big mouth motherfucking annoying ass.
Oh, not Wendy Williams.
Wendy Williams.
Ugh. Yeah, it's almost as bad. Not quite.
Okay.
Yes. Wendy in a class of her own.
Do I have any white online chatters? Any of y'all white? I see stuff white people like. I see y'all still on there. Shouts. But I need to know if these chatters
why?
Is white.
People, they, why? Yeah. Why does it matter?
Everything.
Judgment, motherfucker.
Y'all bastards. Right. Hey, you want to open up the lines, too? Okay, people want to call.
You
want to
call in?
Segment.
Yeah, call in.
Shout it out.
888-THE-HYPE. What's up?
Come
on, Ika. I know you want to call. Get your century.
Actually, don't be shy. Y'all posting emails and all that shit. Go ahead
and
call.
It's $100 on Sprint for
I'm watching
all
the light,
you
motherfuckers.
Shit, it's free nights and weekend, bitches. Y'all go ahead and pick up the phone.
Free nights and weekends, bitches.
We'll pass you through right now.
Not being disrespectful. I'm talking to everybody, not just... Yeah, you know what I'm saying. I ain't trying to be a dick.
Easy.
But
easy with the explaining, okay?
Pick up the phone and call. Yeah. Pick up the phone and call us.
This episode is sponsored by webcammax.com.
Shouts to webcammax.com. No, with man. The eye in the middle. You dig? Shouts to them.
For sure, man. We about to go ahead and get into another track.
Are you,
man.
You really want to do that already?
Yeah, we've been yakking.
Okay.
For a minute.
Okay. We love our music, man. That's what we're all about.
I do.
That's why
I love the music. Hey, fuck. We're going to talk. We're going to talk some more. And people going to call, damn it. So this is Long Just Call. Am I Black Enough For You? Episode yes, number 62, baby.
Am I Black Enough For You? They got us confused, America. Pay attention. Listen up. Judge me, you wouldn't understand. I ain't never gave a fuck. Middle finger to the man. Got a few misdemeanors, two or three felonies. With that on my record, why try to get a gig? My nigga just came home and we gon' do it big. So what if I owe the landlord a month's rent? That was 2 months ago, that's money well spent. A nigga gotta live and I'm sure he understands. I'm just doing me, but to you I'm ignorant. How can I achieve if this is all I see? Society tells me this is how I'm supposed to be. I never left my hood, I was always right here. Couldn't learn from my father, he was never there. Got two baby mamas bringing drama to the house. Traffic in and out, they showing up unannounced. Why be successful, that would be selling out. Doctors. As far as money problems, we don't know nothing about them. And we don't pay rent, we own our apartments. Got a large estate with a pool and a garden. I just graduated, so I'm on my way to college. Top of my class, got a full ride to Harvard. Got a white girlfriend, and we love to hold hands. And for my birthday, my daddy bought me a Benz. I never knew struggle, so I wouldn't understand. They say I talk white, brainwashed by the man. No dreams or ambition, just did what I was told. When daddy stepped down, I'm a BC. Others a role model. Everything that I got, I work hard for. So when it rains, it pours much more. I ain't saying that I'm better, cause I was once more. A nigga ain't wealthy, not even well off. Turned the negative to positive, I found a way out of it. When my mother passed, that's the day I decided when I would better myself, get cheddar myself. I'll be damned if I'm broke, begging, starving for help. Especially if I can change the situation myself. Cats I used to hang with, either dead or in jail. Others just laugh at me, hope when I fail. But I rose from all of that. Black college graduate, held my own weight cause I learned how to carry it. Now I got a gig with all of the big wigs. Penthouse downtown with a brand new whip. I'ma always give back once I get what I deserve. You used to call me boy, now you call me sir. America's worst nightmare. And all I wanna know is,
what's good, what's good, what's good?
That was
back, bitches.
They ate the hype, baby.
Yep, and that was Longs, Am I Black Enough For You? Let me go ahead and hit the rundown of the artists, man. First off, we had H2O, The Hardest Two Out. They had a track called All Aboard from Rochester, New York. Then we jumped a little bit out of order. We went with Harvard Blue. You had The Word Nigga from Cambridge, Massachusetts. After that, we had Jay Ali featuring Akil, The Ghetto. Sure. Then we had West Side Bug and a whole host of people, man.
Cocaine was on that bitch.
Too many features to name. Henny and Hydro. Let's see, who we have after that? Fuck, I'm losing track. Shit, we had Margot B.
Keep that drink
it's
close.
Called Panic. Hell yeah. No doubt about it. And then we just had Lungs Am I Black Enough For You.
Do we have any Joe Budden's tracks?
Nah, man. You know what, man?
What's up?
Speaking of Joey. Yo, the dude, he be ignoring. Ignoring people.
On purpose?
Yeah.
But you mean like...
Hold on. You didn't finish the rundown, dude.
Oh.
Who did I miss?
My apologies.
Hold up.
My apologies, Duns.
Yeah, I said them all, dude.
Oh, my bad.
Shouts to Julio.
Checking up on this month.
Shouts to Julio.
Yeah, shouts out to Julio Aldana from New York City, man.
For sure.
Supplying the questions. So.
Now, hold on. All right, so the lines are open. 888, the hype, extension 5.
Actually,
yeah, hit 5.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Who got balls? Go ahead and call, man.
Nah,
Fresh.
No, they're all scared. They're scared.
Nah, Fresh ain't scared.
They're all scared.
I don't know what he's talking about, really, but let's get, yo, hit 5, nigga. You pass
call
in.
Call in.
Yep. 888, the hype.
Pussies.
Hit
Ika.
Number 5.
Where Ika at?
J-Mac will talk to you right now. Let's go.
He said, what's good?
Yeah.
Nah, man. We need you to call, done.
That's it. The texting is cool, but come on. Go ahead and call the real thing. But in the meantime,
funny.
Though, man, we were talking about a little debate, man.
Yeah.
And
he got no phone.
My man, what's his name? What's that?
He got no phone.
No phone.
Please, we got internet. No phone. You. Fuck that.
That's right. Hood. That's hood. To yeah, the, to the core, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Thank you for being honest, at least. No minutes. No, he got a phone. He just got no minutes.
Who is that right there?
That's them? Fresh. Oh, that's I hope fresh? That's not fresh from
what's
CND.
What's up with the other
from
two? The
Ika and Sandy and yeah. Kendra.
They not saying
man,
that.
It's West Coast. Right now, it's like time to get ready for the bar.
Yeah, they get ready for the club.
Goddamn.
That's all good. That's all good. We ain't mad at it.
Yo, Fresh, get your ass to the payphone, man.
But yeah, so now this, I just want to ask this a serious question right here.
All
right,
go ahead.
You had your man from Nine Inch Nails, yeah. Trent Reznor.
Oh, you are going to address this shit.
Metal shit. Yeah, I want to. I mean, we got to talk about some real okay. shit. Can't be all bullshit all the time. So they went ahead and did an indie album.
He's my guy. I mean, he's my man because fucking, yeah, because he's
I listen to some rock shit too, so I ain't mad at it.
No, go
Nine
ahead.
Inch Nails dropped their last CD, and it's a whole instrumental. It's like, what is it, four volumes or some shit like that?
Nine Inch Nails is just him, by the way.
That's just him?
Yeah.
I thought it was a band.
No.
Oh, he's a shit.
Anyway,
he's
go
a
ahead.
Bad motherfucker. All right. Well, whatever it is, he went ahead and released the four volumes, put it out on the internet, and he offered a variety of shit. You could either download the whole, download the first nine tracks for free, or something like that. I don't got the sheet in front of me. Yeah. The other thing he was saying is, what is it? He was offering some autograph sets for varying prices. So like, if
it's
you
different
wanted to,
packages, basically,
a whole bunch of different packages,
mm-hmm.
but wasn't forcing people to buy shit. And they made, how much was it, profit?
$750,000.
First week.
Yes.
That's stupid. Shout out to Independent.
No label.
No doubt, man.
No label,
no middleman, no nothing.
Cut the
they
check.
They did that shit all themselves.
Cut the fucking check.
Yes. That's serious. Now, I want to say, could a hip-hop artist do the same thing? J-Mac thinks so. I say no.
It depends on the artist.
Yo, and I'm gonna go to why.
You're gonna tell me Nas.
Let me hear why.
The Roots.
Let me hear why. No, let me hear why.
Anything that white people like is gonna make a lot of money independently.
Yo, our very culture, I ain't gonna say very culture, but hip hop culture, street culture, is built on getting over.
Yeah.
I used to steal CDs from the store.
Okay.
I was a dickhead when I was a little kid. I used to go to a record town.
So you're saying you're gonna download the free copy?
This is real talk.
That's what I'm saying though. The white.
I can be honest. And I bought a lot too. Don't get me wrong, but if I had a chance to steal it, I was grabbing.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm telling you,
opportunity.
I stole Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And so I'm telling you, from the average hip-hop fan, a little young motherfucker that wants to get over, he sees this shit on the internet, he goes to Nas' website. I can get nigger for free, or get the first 10 tracks for free.
And not go in the store and say
it? Or I can
it?
Pay for 15, or if I want an autographed copy, I can pay 50. He's going to download the first 8 tracks and then go on fucking LimeWire and get the rest of them.
You know what the problem
is,
though?
And then take a picture and then Google for the image of the signature.
CD. And then put it out there, zip it up, and then send it to the other motherfuckers.
Sir. I disagree.
Okay,
I think
tell
it
me why.
I think it depends on the artist. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because the hip-hop's been cheapened over the past 5 years. It's got cheap. It's real cheap. People don't want to fuck with it. Everybody's bootlegging it. It's losing money. It's the number one genre of music right now.
That's true.
But it's very cheap. It's the number one bootlegged fucking genre too, because it's fucking cheap.
Why do you think that is though? Is it strictly because it's cheap? Because hold on, no front like
that,
other
it's
music
fucking
ain't
all club
whack.
Music. You know it's all club music.
It don't matter though. I mean, which genre is at a high right now? Rock music?
Hip hop?
No. I'm talking about artistically. You said hip hop is cheap. What isn't cheap right now? What is right? What sounds good?
Hip-hop,
fucking all
hip-hop,
rock all
hip-hop,
rock sounds sounded like right now.
When you're comparing, when you're talking Nine Inch Nails, when you're talking Nine Inch Nails, you're talking.
He's unique.
Yeah,
they sound
they
like nobody else.
That's why I'm saying like the Nas, the Roots, shit like that are gonna fucking they're gonna be able to make money doing that. That's my opinion.
And now this is where I disagree with you too, because you said that the audience is the same.
Did
I can't agree
that?
With that. Yeah, you said it.
Oh, I don't remember.
You said the audience is the same. And I agree. I mean, there's probably a lot of these college kids that rock Nine Inch Nails that will go out and pick up the Roots.
Eminem and right. fucking.
Or, yeah some of the
based
Eminem,
on a Rick Cordero
video. Yeah,
hell yeah. 321media.com.
So there's probably some overlap a little bit. But all in all, I just can't. I don't think so, man. I just don't really think, you know, they can pull that off like that.
Because, like I said, because it's cheaping. Hip hop's been cheapened over the past 5 years.
Why? Like cheapened as in like a masterpiece CD from the 90s? Like it just looks whack?
I mean, fucking Soulja Boy, all that shit.
It's definitely, hip hop is at a low.
It is. At least
a different type of low, though.
Mainstream hip hop.
What do you mean a different type of low?
It's like, it's not like
at a low artistically, it's low quality. And sales wise.
Yeah, well.
That shit is, I mean, hip hop.
These
is
motherfuckers
in the gutter,
on the internet I'm talking to, they won't, they will.
They scary.
Y'all need to go buy a CD or something.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. What you got an opinion for? You think the shit would work or no?
If who? Give me an example. I can answer. Give me an example.
Yeah, Nas is a fair one.
Nas. If Nas.
Do you think he could sell more going to the free route, or you think he gonna go more?
If this dude told you, if he told you for $300 you get the vinyl,
I definitely ain't buying that one.
Well, you won't.
Who signed it
for $300?
Hold on.
Jesus better sign that bitch.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing with Trent Reznor, man. He's got a following that's like,
Nas got
ridiculous.
A diehard following.
All right, so you're talking, you're gonna get an exclusive vinyl, two CDs, a Blu-ray disc that has the fucking like high quality audio on it, exclusive artwork. Autographs.
Maybe you get all that for $300.
Does it come with a reach around?
You get
and
the
a
multi-track
blowjob?
Shit. Hell yeah! You get
that's
the multi.
Shit.
You get the multi-track shit broke down. You can get like everything busted out, like the fucking vocals, each track, all that. $300 and autographs, all kinds of shit.
I ain't gonna front. That's not a bad deal.
He sold out of that shit.
All he's giving away. That's a lot of shit.
But who cares about an autograph though?
I don't.
Well, he didn't, but he just listed a lot of other shit though.
I don't.
That's way better than the autograph.
For $300, but I'm not a diehard Nas. I mean, I'm a Nas fan, but I'm
he
not
gonna
like
send
a,
you the dat.
I am. I got them all.
Is he gonna send me the dat?
Basically, that's what
I
he's doing.
Send me the whole dat.
That's what he's doing.
For $300, man. The listeners got any opinion? They saying they would buy some shit for free or no?
My man Fresh from Miami said that they need some real music, man.
Hip hop needs
all
some
these
music.
Motherfuckers here is Soulja Boy. That's what he's talking. That he says the Soulja Boy is whack, and but not like J Mac. You dig?
Oh fuck you, man!
I'll throw add that on.
I'm looking at it right now. Fuck you! He did not say that.
Oh man,
it's a lie.
Yo, crazy
stuff. White people like Wu Tang.
Okay, man. Y'all want
to? Oh yeah. See, no. That's now that.
How do we miss that one?
Wu-Tang.
We should have said that. Yes.
That is it. Wu-Tang. There it is.
I don't know.
My man Fresh. Wu-Tang is the
one. With their last music, their last CD they put out,
no.
I mean, that's all they got left.
Those are
white
all
fans.
White sales.
No, but man, I mean,
all
you know as
sales.
Well as I do, the interview with fucking GZA, which was done, what, a year and a half ago?
Oh, yeah.
The number one downloaded episode, well, at least it used to be, the number one downloaded episode of all
and
time.
And I never understood it.
Did because you feel, of that fucking interview.
He was an asshole to me.
Did you?
He was a dickhead.
I was about to say, did y'all, I remember that y'all wasn't really feeling that.
I didn't like Jitsu to this day.
He was a dickhead.
I don't think I was there.
Prodigy was an asshole too.
It came time to do my drop, man. This motherfucker called me Matrix.
He called you Matrix?
Matrix.
Wow. He said he could see the ones.
He said, shout out to Hood Hype and Matrix.
He said Hood Hop.
Come on. You called him the binary?
Hold on. This motherfucker said Hood Hop.
Yeah, Hood Hop and Matrix.
RZA?
Yeah, GZA. No, GZA.
GZA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow, that shit was great.
GZA's a dickhead. I'm putting it
and
on.
And we modded that shit so it sounded right.
Yeah, nope. That's thanks to your excellent chopping abilities. That shit sounded halfway decent. Fuck him. for real. That shit, that hurt my pride until I was young. I'm like, why he come at me
Matrix.
Like that?
Yo, Fresh says the GZA's dope. Fresh, are you white?
Are you gonna
I want
fucking
you to let
call
me know,
in,
man.
Dude? Seriously?
Fresh, go back and listen to episode 9 and tell me if you
Fresh,
think he's dope.
Unhook your, he said, hell no. Fresh, unhook your dial up and call in, nigga.
No, seriously. No, he's a little white guy.
He's Latino.
He's Latino. Don't get it twisted.
My
bad. He said he's not on your side of the fence, J-Man.
Step over the fence, baby.
Motherfucker.
Oh, shit. You know what, man? I'm going to play the track. We're going to come back. I don't feel like going off the air.
You going to take a break?
I want to keep talking.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to spin. Usually we'll close
Major,
out the
show. Major, that's the shit I'm talking about. Yeah. I've been waiting for you to do that for 2 years.
We're coming out with Academic right here, man. This is Am I Still Hip Hop? He was the winner from 2 episodes ago, man. We about to spin his track again, man.
Hell yeah.
Episode number 62. We'll be back.
Woo!
They're going to be mad at me for this one. No way.
Come on.
Let's go. Come on. I got a question. Let me know. Am I still hip hop? All you funny label execs out there. Listen, am I still hip hop? I know I don't follow the trends or whatever. I wanna know, am I still hip hop? Let me explain my side of the story though. Check it.
I follow no trends. I'm not a dude that's hollow within. I don't pretend it's real what I jot with the pen. But no, they say that's not the thing to get me rich. They want to know am I like Kanye or 50 Cent. What? I'm just me, that's how I gotta stay and finna switch. I know this part of hip hop is business and miss. Pinning these hits without bending the inch. Some say it's a talent, but I feel it's a gift for sure. So many rappers willing to conform, you see. I don't conform for rappers, gon' conform for me. And yeah, I rhyme different. That's probably because my mind's different. No pop flipping and dry snitching, you guys tripping. Yeah. Don't need the biggest chain to feel I'm hot. Whether signed or unsigned, they can't fill my spot. No, I ain't in the 6-4. We'll talk about I've been posed. Just know that the boy gotta stay low. If I ain't talking about cracking gats instead of lying, I just stick to the facts. Am I still hip hop? If I just be myself on the track, cause I was taught anything else was whack. Am I still hip hop? If I ain't got a chain on my neck, I'm from the west and ain't claiming a set. Am I still hip hop? If I don't sell my soul for a check, I got a question for you label execs. Am I still hip hop? Or do I need a gimmick just to get me by? Give my homie a gun, tell him to shoot me in the thigh. Then limp to the label like, look, can I get signed? They'll probably be like, sure, sign on the dotted line. Instead, I'm doing shows, paying dues, writing songs, slaying crews. I show and I prove, I don't know, I'm confused. People with no skills is getting deals. And not to mention I'm broke still and getting deals. In my music, there's no grills, there's spinning wheels. But the lyrics are so real, you get the chills. And we supposed to go against the grain, but they flowing just the same. You knowin' it's a shame, but it's real MCs, a thing of the past. They make music for now, but they don't make it to last. Damn shame. They scared of taking a chance, or rather lie in the music that be making some cash. If I ain't talk about cracking gats instead of lying, I just stick to the facts. Am I still hip hop? If I just be myself on the track, cause I was taught anything else was whack. Am I still hip hop? If I ain't got a chain on my neck, I'm from the west and ain't claiming a set. Am I still hip hop? If I don't sell my soul for a check, I got a question for you label execs. Am I still hip hop? If I ain't in the club every other night with a bottle above, tripping looking for a fight, or acting like a thug to be in a shining light, or talk about some guns every time I sit and write. Well, y'all say I ain't a part of the culture, because I'm a born leader, not a heartless vulture. Give me a break, you can't tell the real from the fake. It's still a debate, the real can relate. And recognize what I reveal to your face. If hip-hop ain't dead, then it's still a disgrace. We got songs like, my shoes untied, my shoes untied, my shoes untied. Dang. You laughing, I bet somebody will take it and really record it. Bet the radio will play it, it'll be on every station. My records won't crack, they say it's too real and the people don't want that. Is that so? If I ain't talk about cracking gats instead of lying, I just stick to the facts. Am I still hip-hop? If I just be myself on the track, cause I was taught anything else was whack. Am I still hip-hop? If I ain't got a chain on my neck, I'm from the west and ain't claiming a set. Am I still hip-hop? If I don't sell my soul for a check, I got a question for you label execs. Am I still hip-hop? You know what I mean? Now it's like a stereotype of rappers. If you ain't walking around with a gun, with 30 people behind you, am I still hip-hop? They act like you ain't hip-hop, like you ain't an MC. But I don't need to do all that extra fuck, man. Cause at the end of the day, I am hip-hop. Oh yeah, I'm hip-hop.
That's what's up right there, man. The homeboy Academic doing it big. The winner from a couple episodes ago, which would have been episode number 60, man.
Right.
Doing it real big out of L.A. Big shout out to him. We've reached the part of the show, though, where it's time to talk about broads.
Don't get me started
on
broads,
man. You got one
in
particular, which we talked about last show, but you want to carry it on.
Right. First of all, I need to clarify.
What's that now? No, he's cool. I think that's
Rita G shall now be known as Rita Gordon.
That don't sound as sexy though.
I'm trying to tell you. Don't go there, because I'm gonna tell you.
Hit the chatty.
Hit the chat. What y'all think? Let me see what y'all think. What y'all think?
It's all female.
Rita G. Let me ask. What the fuck y'all think about, man?
Well, if they don't like it, they can call
Rita
in.
Rita G.
It's all females.
Rita G sounds too much like Vita G, basically.
Yeah, but do you call her Vita G?
No one calls her Vita G. I don't.
I call her whatever the fuck I want.
I call her Vita.
Yeah,
tell me what I'm going to call Vita.
Well, you can have
Vita. Big.
But
I'm going to take her and both eyes. The good one and the bad one, baby.
Oh, shit. So what about Rita?
Iga, call in here, man. Don't be shy. Come on.
Oh, man, people are scared.
Iga, Malcolm, Fresh, Chirola, Chi Roller, Sandy, all y'all, yo, somebody better call in this show.
Take a big old gulp of that liquid courage y'all sipping on right now. Pick up the phone.
Yeah.
It ain't that hard. But yeah, but I mean, what was you saying though?
Rita G.
What about her?
Rita Gordon.
Okay.
I'm calling her by her government.
All right.
I feel like we're closer now that I started calling her by her government.
You feel like you're closer because you didn't see pictures of that monk all over the internet. I mean, they out there.
Oh, you sent the greatest list.
I think that she might be. Yeah. You dig?
Yeah, delicious.
Oh, man. Go ahead. Deliciousness. Go ahead and overrate her.
Yo.
Go ahead.
Overrate. I think that she might be the most openly slutty, chicks. I mean.
Yes, sir.
No disagreement there.
Slut rats. I mean.
I thought you was going to go somewhere else with
it. Slut rat. I mean, whatever you want to call it. She might be one of the most openly slutty.
She don't give
slutty
a,
is what I'm gonna use, y'all.
Fuck,
people, this is what I'm gonna talk about. Slutty is the word I'm gonna use.
Okay.
Y'all might not think it's slutty. I don't really think it's slutty. I'm just gonna use that word. But she don't. I've already seen everything I need to see.
Rita, the monk.
The monk.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen it
Vita,
all.
Vita's
the monk.
Yo, there ain't nothing to the imagination with that right there.
I just want to see her in a good masturbation film.
Wow.
On Paul Rosenberg.
He said it.
No, matter of fact, on hoodhype.com, bitches.
Oh, man.
I challenge anybody to call in right now.
I got
an autographed copy of a Green Lantern CD. I got an autographed copy of a Outkast CD sitting right here.
Autographed Outkast?
Yeah, right there.
Oh shit! All right.
I got a Hood Hype T-shirt.
I'm about to steal it.
No, don't touch it. I got Hood Hype T-shirts.
He's German defender Outkast. Real quick. You hear that? You don't never say shit. I'm about to steal.
Yo,
it.
Yo, another thing that white people like. Outkast, baby.
Fuck yeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, they're
fucking.
You got an Outkast T-shirt on right now.
You're lying, motherfucker. I'm wearing white.
No, under exactly. under that.
You got
one.
A white sheet.
You got an Outkast undershirt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jeremy got Outkast bed sheets.
Yeah, he got some Cadillac funky.
That would be J-Mac.
Chappadocious.
My bad.
Cadillac music, J-Mac.
Oh, shit.
Bastard. That's his draws. He got Cadillac
toasted
music
ass,
on
motherfucker. Yeah. I challenge anybody to call in. Anybody. Call in.
Yo,
and
fresh.
Say assholes. I fucking challenge you. I'll give you a
T-shirt.
I feel
like something's wrong with the phone.
T-shirt.
Man, fuck that. I ain't begging motherfuckers to call, man. They don't want to call.
I feel like something's wrong with the phone. Something might be wrong with the phone.
Ain't nothing wrong. No, ain't nothing wrong. People are just scary. Anyway, moving on. We was talking about talking about her. And then there's another chick we were supposed to talk about. And the name escapes me. No, man, fuck it. Oh yeah, you saw the Kim Kardashian customized drops. Yo, why didn't we get them?
Can I get one?
Yes.
The customized what?
Drops
for fucking hip hop
websites.
DX.
Yeah. She's like, hi. You're listening to Kim Kardashian.
Yo, Kim K. Yeah. Kim K. Kim K. Kim K. Kim K. Yo. Right now, actually, I am on official KimKardashian.com.
Straight up.
I'm seeing all the acne and everything, and I'm paging down to the next. Oh, yeah. Paul Wall put something nice and sparkly in her mouth.
Straight up.
Yeah, what? He put something in her mouth.
That's a winner.
A grill. He put a grill. He gave her a gangsta grill. Gangsta grill.
That's fucked up. Now, what's the website you was talking about, too, earlier? You said you wanted to give us a shout-out.
Yo, shouts to redlighteasymgl.blogspot.com. Why don't people get a real .com? They always want it.
Because it's easier.
Hoodhype.com.
Come on! In here. Here we go again. You know how we do. Get the key for the call, man. Goes all out, what I rep more or less, no doubt. General clout got them all like wow. Who the man, BDI, no doubt. Man, fall out. CI goes all out, yeah. What I rep more or less, no doubt. General clout got them all like wow. Who the man, BDI, no doubt. Man, fall out, cause. When I'm riding down the highway on a Friday, my mind state like they in my way. I clear the path 1 year and a half nowadays. Is the lifespan of a band you hear nowadays? Even when your tune is hot, you soon stop when your rumors is not. You know I, no more controversy. Y'all heard me, used to be front page, now he in the back, thirsty. Now personally, I nurture the seeds, they're getting strong like hurricane leaves. You heard me? The birds be on the mission to fly south. I'll be on that East Coast mission to ride out.
in the beamer, listening to ether. You ain't in the speaker, I don't respect cheaters. See, just play the side for now. Cause if you in my front view, then I'm plowing you down. I come through when I rep, yep, no question. This is Bucktown, duck down soon as I step in. Yes, man, this is how I bless them. Bless them. See, I goes all out. When I rep, more or less, no doubt. General clout got them all like wow. Who the man, BDI, no doubt. Man, fall out. Cause see, I goes all out. When I rep, more or less, no doubt. General clout got them all like wow. Who the man, BDI, no doubt. Man, fall out. Cause as I breeze by on I-95 with a spliff in the fifth of Henna, and I head down to MIA. If you got something to say, you in my way. I ain't never been afraid to listen to guns blaze. It sounds just like when knife and drums play. Through the Pro Tools, I show dudes, if you can't follow my lead, then follow my rules. That's the proof, we can get money and crews like me and Tom. So I'm calm in front of you dudes. Cause if I lose my composure, it's over. I might spill like a cup of H2O. So I'm like, chill. Now I'm looking over the hill. You know the deal, when you slow up for real, shit's ill. Now I steal like a dude for smoke, I ain't ahead. But I stay ahead of you folks who stay broke, like you lying in bed with no hope. So, want me to lie to the feds? I'm like, no, man, I'm riding ahead, you turn cold. See, I goes all out, what I rep, more or less, no doubt. General clout got them all like wow. Who the man, BDI, no doubt. Man, fall out. See, I goes all out. What I rep, more or less, no doubt. General clout got them all like wow. Who the man, BDI, no doubt. Man, fall out. Fall out, fall out, fall out, fall out. Cause this is another one. My buckshot with another gun and my man knife. This is how we get it right. Every day I shine, you shine. Get yours, cause I'ma get mine, nigga. Yeah. Duck Down is the label.